The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I feel like I'm announcing the Beavers. Sean Wells and Allison Smith. We even have, I forgot you, Stephanie. We've got so many. Did I say
How
your name?
You forget me?
The Beavers?
I'm right here.
What did you say?
I'm not sure.
Announcing just, the Beavers?
What? You know how that when they announced that old show when they would go and.
Oh, the Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da, and the Beaver. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So am I the Beaver?
Because
I was last there, so I feel like...
I don't know why that popped
maybe
in my
I'm
head.
The Beaver.
It was my voice inflection that made me think of it, I guess.
You were a little hard on the...
on the what? Okay. So, on the what?
There's a joke about that.
There is? Okay.
Forget it.
All right. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. Well, you know, we've got a great show lined out today. We got Dr. Mike Fenster. He's going to be talking about how the convenience culture is killing America and food as a therapy for chronic disease. And Stephanie, you're talking about selecting a home water treatment system. This is something that I want to know about
because
I really need one at my house. I'm tired of lugging 5-gallon jugs of water in glass jars, and even though it's a good workout.
Good for you, though, in glass jars. That was a great distinction for sure.
Yes. Those big, I don't think I can. Can you get crazy water in the big? I need to know that. I need to know if I can get crazy water. I don't know about delivered, but if I maybe could go there with a truck and get like a whole bunch of them and like bring them back to my house. Because I know they're in glass when they're in the big jars like that.
Oh, yeah.
And well, crazy water is actually switching over to glass here in the next.
That's great.
Get rid of those xenoestrogens.
I think that's going to happen more and more. I just think it's, how do they ship it? It's always a logistics problem. Always a logistics problem. It is for me. I feel like it's always a logistics problem.
My friend Ben Greenfield, he has like a whole system it involves like water going over rocks and some kind of current to make it living water. And
Ben,
that's
Ben is like,
can you introduce
the chart? Ben's very rich too.
To get rid of EMFs, like the electromagnetic field. So he, in his house, he has like dead switches like in every room. So like no current is going through the walls in the rooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
I mean, I've met people recently that are like, we turn off our Wi-Fi. And this is simple.
Yeah,
but like,
he
turn off your
Wi-Fi either.
Every night. Like, turn off your Wi-Fi when you go to bed. Keep your phones, charge them in the kitchen or whatever away from you. Yeah. And that's a great way to just kind of, I mean, if you're not rich, like Ben. that's an economical way to impact.
Be like
Ben. Right.
I'm hoping to meet him when we go to the paleo.
Keto
what are we going? Oh, keto. Yeah. KetoCon in Austin. What? On the weekend of Labor Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going there. So, we've got lots to talk about today. And Sean, you're going to be talking about going nuts over nuts. We're going to have a lot of nut talk. And, it's just a funny coincidence. So yesterday we were in, Marie's in studio with us too. After we had a lunch date, and discussed stuff about the show, we were down in Deep Ellum and we went to this little shop and they had this Hello Handsome Wash Your Nuts Soap on a Rope almond fragrance. Isn't it cute?
Oh, cute.
And so Marie was making the joke to ask Sean, do you wash your nuts before you eat them?
Wow.
Hey. And with the lead in of Leave It to Beaver,
I know.
This is such a.
I feel like this is going to be a great show, everyone.
Was that awkward?
Either.
It's never awkward.
I think some people are just tuning in or tuning out right now. One or the other. They're like, let's turn up the radio.
What is
going
on? Turn on or you're turned off.
Well, hello, handsome. Wash your nuts. No. No, you need to stay tuned and sign up for the newsletter. We're going to be giving away that soap on a rope or nuts on a rope or whatever it is. Are they two walnuts?
These look like, they're acorns.
Oh, acorns.
So what's inside an acorn? Right? That's an acorn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, squirrels eat a lot of acorns.
Right, but there's...
An oak tree.
And so there's got to be an oak nut in there. I don't even know.
Well, anyway, sign up for the newsletter. Go to oneliferadio.com. It's really easy. It's up like in the upper right-hand corner, and you just click on it. Because we put some, you know, really good facts in there, things that we talk about on the show all week long, good information from all the top doctors and nutritionists and scientists like yourself, Sean. And so, you know, I mean, nuts are a big part of... See, I can't say anything, and you're going to go
can't
there.
Keep a straight face.
But we do eat a lot of nuts. Country. We really okay. I knew. Why did we pick this subject? I knew it was going to be silly. You know, I just knew it. And Danny, you're not saying a word, which makes it even more weird. Do you want to say something, Danny, about your nuts? Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. You know what? I think it's about time that we introduced Allison Smith. She's in studio with us today. I love this woman. She's just been over there laughing. She's like me. She's an animal nut. And so Allison currently serves as an advisory board member for the American Mini Pig Association and served as chair of the AMPA Rescue Committee. She has been working with pigs for 9 years, and she knows a lot about them. And today we're talking about Mini Pigs 101. So what is a mini pig? Because I know people think they're mini, but they don't seem that mini to me. The mini pigs that I've seen are pretty big.
Yeah, it kind of goes along with the theme of like teacup dogs and that kind of commodity that they provide. In comparison, they are mini compared to their cousins, the market and farm breeds.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's just a classification. It's not an actual breed. The terms used to distinguish usually common household pigs versus the farm or market pigs that we see every day. Mini pigs originated from for scientific purposes through selective breeding. Yeah, scientists, because the anatomy of a pig is so similar to a human being, scientists use pigs for a lot of their research for humans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Sean? I did not know
I
that.
I did.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of sad, but it's done some groundbreaking work in the human medical field. But so through selective breeding, they've been able to kind of breed down the size of a lot of common standard breeds of pigs. And so we have these mini pigs now, and now they've become a very common household pet.
Yeah, more and more. And so tell us, you know, is a mini pig right for everyone?
No, absolutely not. I know it's heartbreaking to hear that when you see these adorable photos and these really cute videos. Videos are going crazy on my Facebook feed right now.
Really?
All kinds of different sponsors having these adorable animal videos, and pigs are popping up more times.
Is it going to become a problem for everyone? Well, like the overpopulation of dogs and cats. You see this in the future if this isn't if people aren't educated about this particular animal?
I see it now. There are a lot of people who get these animals and don't think about the distant future. If they have a new job coming up, or they're looking to change jobs or relocate or have children or currently have children who are, I'd say, maybe under the age of 5 that require a lot of your time and supervision, along with all those are kind of red flags for me when I'm looking for a home for a new pig, because pigs require a lot of time and attention. They're very, very needy, very needy,
really?
A lot like a child, a lot like a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, because their intelligence is about that level. So a lot of people get these animals and they get overwhelmed. They don't realize how much time they need, or their animal is whiny and whining all the time and being bossy. And it's because they do not have structure and they're not given enough enrichment.
Wow.
And so they get displaced. And pigs, now the animals are no longer convenient.
To me. I have a 4-year-old that's making me crazy.
Yeah.
So it sounds exactly what you're describing.
If there's a pregnant woman or someone with a newborn or a 4-year-old, I tell them, not now.
Yeah.
Not now. You're going to love that I told you not now in like 5 months.
Right.
Because that's usually the turnaround period. About 6 months with most new pig owners, if they haven't educated themselves, they haven't thought long term, that's when I usually get an email or a Facebook message. Hey, I need to rehome my pig.
Mm-hmm.
And more times than not, there are some exceptions. It's because the animal's now inconvenient.
Well, you know, you find that in both any kind of pet adoption. I mean, I can't even tell you how many animals I have rescued off the streets of Dallas, New York, wherever I lived. I've always rescued animals. People, I think the problem with people adopting animals that don't have the right mindset for it, and the right mindset is this. Any animal you bring into your home, you treat it like a family member, period. You know, you take care of it. You give it lots of love and attention. You wouldn't leave your kid alone for hours and hours and hours at length at any age. It's just not healthy for them, especially an animal that's got the, you know, as you say, the mentality or the intellect of a 3 or 4 year old. You know, they don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah. And nowadays they're not deemed as a commitment, more so an accessory like an iPhone or a gaming system that can be replaced when a newer and better one comes along.
Oh yeah.
And there's not a market for older unwanted pigs.
Right.
There are plenty of cat rescues, dog rescues, which are still very full, but there are not enough sources for pigs.
Yeah. People, they you know, I've said this for years, they throw their pets in the trash like they're a paper plate or something like that. And it's a very bad mentality, I think, to have across the board if you want to have a successful, happy life. You can't think like that. People aren't disposable. Animals aren't disposable. You with me, you guys?
I agree with you.
We're with you.
We're nodding. Yes.
You're nodding. And on radio, we got to hear voices.
That's right.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster coming right up.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Allison Smith in studio, Stephanie Toops, and Sean Wells. And I've got Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. He is America's Culinary Interventionalist, affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He's a board-certified cardiologist and the author of the books, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It, and his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available to order at chefdrmike.com. And how are you doing today, Dr. Mike?
The audience needs to know, since we're on radio, that I was headbanging to the intro. That was awesome.
You and Sean both.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always got to give you a little bit of Metallica, Dr. Fenster. You know, I love what we're talking about today. I pulled a couple of things off of your blog and that popped out at me. Fusion cuisine, food is therapy for chronic disease. What do you want our listeners to know?
That, you know, so often when people have all these different maladies that we suffer with, right? Just diabetes, people have heart disease, and all these are really sort of the chronic diseases and very often associated with the modern Western diet. that they could still and actually should transition to a diet that is healing but absolutely delicious. You know, so often we live in this dualism, and it's like, oh God, I got to eat a healthy diet. I'll have a salad. Well, you can have something that you know, we should live life and have food that we eat because it tastes great. It should be eat this because it's delicious. Don't eat this because it's you know, awful. Mm-hmm. Not, oh, well, you know, this has this many calories or this much fat or this or that. Great food is great food. And that's taking those bits and putting it into your diet. That's food as therapy. That's fusion cuisine. And I want to take it one step further, because in the new book, which actually I want to send you a copy so you have an advance.
Oh, yes.
Everyone,
what is it?
in the country, which is called Food Shaman, we take the food even a step further, because what this book explores, you know, in the fallacy of the calorie, for folks that are interested, we really talk a lot about the hard science of food, why the, you know, fat isn't bad for you, calories are a misdirection, why the refining of the foods is detrimental, et cetera, et cetera. But this book really focuses on the food experience and how important it is that we examine how we eat as well as what we eat.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You know, we had Dr. John Day and Jane Ann Day on the show a couple of weeks ago. They wrote the book, The Seven Life-Forming Lessons from Ancient China, The Longevity Plan. And they talk about the longevity soup, you know, getting together, served with a typical meal of fresh vegetables. The soup, composed of hemp seed and pumpkin seeds, is eaten regularly and believed to lengthen one's life. But I believe it's not even so much about the food. Of course, you know, I know we both, you know, you're a chef. I'm kind of a chef, and I love, you know, picking.
But you love food.
I love food. I'm a really good cook. Let's put it that way. I'll kill you in the kitchen. But you know, I think it's more about community, like sitting around with the people that you love and eating that soup. That's the longevity.
I'm already going to ask for an endorsement, because you're going to love the book then, because that's what the Food Shaman gets at. And what the problem I have with the way we currently, and what I'm excited about, and you can probably hear me now, what I'm excited about is, you know, we stand on the precipice. Really, what I want the listeners to take away is just about everything they know about food is wrong. And the reason for that is that we are just now beginning to get on the horizon to integrate this and move on to the next level, move past the last 100 plus years of nutrition, which is built on looking at deficiencies or looking at excess of isolated, you know, nutrients or food components, into understanding that you can't separate the diner from dinner.
Right.
That that what you talk about, which is I talk about in the book, is called cumanitas, the Latin for community. That aspect of how we eat our meals, how we engage the food and others in that food experience, has a tremendous impact on our basic physiology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much, much more than just this nutrition, as does the fact that what we eat may not affect us directly, but affects our gut microbiome. And let me tell you how they're in charge. And I'm going to share with you one little bit. It's a cutting-edge study I put in the book, and it only came out a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
But it was so important, I went back and made sure it was in the book. And it didn't get a lot of press, but let me tell you quickly what it is and why I think it's phenomenal.
I can't wait.
What they did is they looked at, and everybody hears, okay, well, don't eat white bread. Eat, you know, whole grain bread. Whole grain's been shown to be healthy, blah, 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 blah. So what they did is they gave a bunch of people, the same people, white bread, then a washout period, and then whole wheat bread in a washout period, and then I think they gave them sourdough bread, washout period. And what they found is that as a whole, there was no difference in terms of looking at markers of inflammation and glycemic response. That's kind of interesting in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then they looked and they said, well, is there anything that we could predict from the people, you know, that would tell us, because everybody responded very differently. So the reason there was no net effect was that the averages washed out. But individually, there were huge differences in response.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, got inflammatory with white bread. Some people got it to whole grains, et cetera. And when they looked at the human characteristics, everything we could define as ourselves, nothing was predictive. But when they looked at the individual bacteria, the gut microbiome, you could predict with absolute precision how somebody was going to respond. The glycemic response depended on the gut microbiome.
Well, we were talking.
We are not in charge.
It's so crazy. We were talking about this with Autumn Warren, who is the founder of Ether Elixir. It's a local brewery here, probiotic little brewery in Fort Worth. And what this woman does is fascinating, Dr. Fenster. And you know, she even chants and talks to the, you know, sings and plays music to the
She's a food shaman. You got to put her in touch with her. You tell her to drop me a line.
I absolutely
this is what
will.
I'm talking about. This is, you know, the ancient shamanistic practices would talk about singing or dreaming your existence, your new reality into being, and all these things, and actually give sort of the scientific evidence as much as we can for these soft sciences. But the other half of the book is called The Art of Quantum Food, and the idea is that we have to understand that our reality, our experience, our existence in the world is much like quantum mechanics, and nutrition is like classical physics, and it falls apart when we try to understand the essence, the reality of it all, because it is so relational, and because, much like theoretical or quantum mechanics, you can't separate the observer from the observed. That's the myth of Schrodinger, or the challenge of Schrodinger's cat, if you will, and I won't get into that, but I'll suffice to say that, as I like to say, you can't separate the diner from dinner, because then you're just left with an N, and that's just like,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and she was talking about, you know, that the, and it's anecdotal, but about the, when you drink that elixir, the blood sugar goes down, as they were monitoring blood sugar while they were drinking the probiotics, the Liquid Live probiotics. And I thought it was really fascinating. And you know this, Sean knows, everyone in this room knows this, the future of medicine is going straight to the gut, isn't it?
Well, how, I mean, everybody grew up with, you know, the way to somebody's heart is through their stomach.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you know, a bit of ancient wisdom, and this is another quote from the book. Pretty soon people aren't going to have to buy it. They're just going to listen to a radio show, but I can't help blabbing about it.
Hippocrates
wrote, all disease begins in the gut.
Yes.
2,500 years ago. There you have it.
And how did we get away from that? How did we let government and the big food industry, like, take that away from us? It's one of the most important things, if not the most important thing in life, is how you feed your body and your mind.
I think we gave a lot away with the advance of our technological society and the need for convenience. Because really, if you look, and I'm speaking obviously in generalizations, but as an observer of society, and anyone there chime in with your opinion, you know, as things got busier and busier, we were willing to trade away our authority over our collecting our food and sourcing our food, and we gave that powers to others. And I think everybody knows, once you give power to government or a big business, you ain't getting it back.
Well, we're followers. You know, that includes me. Humans, by nature, are followers. They sold us this bill of good with huge media campaigns convincing us that TV dinners were cool, you know, and if you didn't eat TV dinners while you were watching TV, you weren't cool, and all these other process, right?
Are you? Libby on the label.
Yeah,
label.
Yes. And so we believed it. And now look at us. I mean, it's a mess. And I'm so glad, though, that this is happening. There really is a change going on in America. People are taking control of their food once more. And I think it's a beautiful thing to watch.
I think we have to, and I think we're on this precipice. And I think it's very important that as we move ahead, we are very careful that we evolve. And by that, we take advantage of the nutritional knowledge that we have now. But we've got to go past just the logic and dry test tube science and understand how to integrate that, you know, to get to the next level. In essence, we've got to make a quantum leap of thought. And that's kind of what the approach, what I call quantum food. Quantum food isn't new food. It's what you're talking about. It's real food. It's farm to table. It's fresh. It's organic. But we sort of approach it not with the attitude of throwing away the information and the things we've learned, you know, in our modern times, but integrating that in. And so maybe the ancients, we know they ate better. We know Hippocrates said, you know, all disease starts in the gut. We have the advantage of sort of being able to integrate a bit of the why to understand it. So we need to take both to make that leap and not just kind of be rejectionist or divisive or denigrating and say, well, you know, we just want to go back and eat paleo food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we don't. I don't want to go back to hunting woolly mammoths. That's a lot of work and very dangerous.
Well, now they have paleo baby food. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but, you know, for the little caveman and everyone.
Well, it's you know, I saw it today, actually. Marie sent it to me. Check it out. I don't know the name of the company, but if you Google paleo baby food, it'll probably come up. I thought it was very interesting. I'm not sure it's the best thing, but interesting nonetheless. All right, Dr. Fenster, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles. I've got Sean Wells in studio, Stephanie Toops and Allison Smith. And we're going to you next, Stephanie.
All right.
Because we're going to be talking about selecting a home water treatment system. I need to know about this. I really do.
Yeah. So you got to start with the very first, you know, kind of segment of it is, you know, what's in your water?
Mm.
And so, you know,
I don't want to know.
I know. But there's a number of ways you can do that. You can go to the EWG.org and you can enter your zip code, and they'll have the water treatment plants by city. And then you can look at, you know, what contaminants they found in your water, just sort of what chemicals are in there. You know, a lot of our traditional or conventional treatment water treatment plants just are not equipped to handle sort of the runoff and all of the just deluge of chemicals and just different ingredients that are being washed down our drains.
Well, you know, the one thing that concerns me, and Sean, as a scientist, I'd like you to comment on this.
Okay.
Fluoride. I read so many bad things about fluoride. What in the heck are we doing there, too? Why is that in our water? It's not needed.
Well, they put that in our water.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Sorry. But it's not necessary.
I agree. I actually want to get a filter for when we expand our home,
mm-hmm.
Specifically for that reason.
Well, okay, so
fluoride, they put it, my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason they started putting fluoride in the water is to
prevent tooth decay.
Which
is total BS.
Right. So that's part of, you know, and I think that, you know, conventional dentists, I ask my dentist and my doctors and these things all the time. I was in a cardiologist's office yesterday, and I probably drove him straight up the wall with all the questions that I was asking him. But, you know, dentists will say, well, fluoride applied directly to the teeth will harden the teeth enamel and that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you talk about, well, how to, you know, they don't let you swallow that fluoride. They make you spit it back out. And so the, you know, the introduction of fluoride into our water is definitely a sort of, I guess,
moneymaker for someone.
Yeah, controversial. Mm-hmm. Thing. And, you know, all the toothpaste that we use in our house is fluoride free. And
me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, me too. Me three.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you'd be surprised how many people don't.
They
just don't know that.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Because there's no mainstream media talking about it. There's not enough of shows like One Life Radio talking about this stuff. Yeah. And it's important. It's our health we're talking about.
Supposedly, it damages the pineal gland. So I know that.
And tell me what that is.
It's in your brain.
Okay.
It's important.
What does it control?
So, like, think of neurotransmitters, hormones, all kinds of things that it's affecting. Mm-hmm. But it's actually, like, if you look at it, it's, like, at the center of the brain, and, like, it used to be called the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do a cross-section of the brain.
It's, okay.
It's even more than that, though, isn't it?
So some people feel like it's where we get our soul. It's where we get our intuition. It's where we, you know, like a lot of that kind of stuff too.
Well, it's in there for a reason.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe we just don't know all the...
I think that's what's so arrogant, and this is totally off topic, but for us to think that we understand the way, like our body is so intricate. The fact that just the miracle of birth and the way that a baby is conceived and grows and develops into this human, for us to believe that we understand everything in the body.
Well, just think about the gut microbiome.
I was just going there.
And there's a new thing. I don't know if you know this, Bernadette. I can talk about this maybe next week. But there's some new data coming out that bone marrow may play just as big a role as the brain and the gut microbiome.
Wow.
But that's not surprising to me at all. Yeah, I know. Mean, it's like the brain of your bones. I mean, it's
right.
The bacteria builds colonies throughout your whole body. So
it
makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, after hearing Autumn speak on Monday, my mind was like opened, like wide open about the gut microbiome. And I've already read books like Missing Microbes. I mean, we had Dr. Michael Blazier talking about it 5 years ago on One Life Radio, and people thought we were nuts. But that's always the case, you know?
Yeah.
When you're ahead of the game and intellect and understanding of how anything works, you know, knowledge is power. And that the power in this case to control your health and live your best life. I mean, how powerful is that?
Right.
That open mind is the pineal gland.
Right. There you go. Thank you. That's
and
exactly
that fluoride
right.
Is
stopping it.
It's damaging.
Well,
it.
And I've read some other stuff about fluoride too, and I can't say his name, but he is a world known doctor that I had a private conversation with in Florida several years ago, and he told me that he would not say it publicly, but that he believes that fluoride should be removed from all
Absolutely.
The water, and it is not good for us. And he, you know, listed a couple of different reasons, but this guy is a billionaire with a B from his incredible knowledge of the human body. He's just really smart, and he's an older gentleman, but I had the honor of meeting him a few years ago, but that was one of the things that we talked about, you know, and fascinating stuff. So to protect us from that, selecting a home water treatment system is a big deal. So Stephanie, what should we do?
So there's a couple of things that you can do, and it comes back to, okay, what, you know, what's your budget and what are you trying to impact? You can do what's called a point of use system, and that would be something that you put like on your kitchen faucet or even something, you know, they have as simple as pitchers that have like charcoal filtration. A lot of people will use those, you know, in their refrigerator, or they'll use them just specifically on their kitchen sink, or you can even do them in the shower, you know, so you can do them sort of throughout your house, pick and choose, you know, what it might be. And that would be a more economical solution. And then you can do something that's called a point of entry system. And that point of entry system would filter all of the water that comes into your house. And so then you're not dealing with a, you know, individual sort of places within your house, but it would be sort of everything that's coming in.
Yeah.
And then you look at, you know, when you're looking at what you're trying to filter out, are those systems able to filter out? So, you know, I looked at my city that I live in, I looked at the contaminants that they found in my water, and there were 21 contaminants that shouldn't have been in the water.
Yikes.
I was kind of shocked. I sort of went through a bunch of different cities just to see. Mm-hmm. And then one thing that was really interesting to me, a city that I lived in just very recently, it only had five. But what they said was is that they purchased water from a neighboring city and so to distribute. And so that wasn't in their numbers. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, I feel like it's everything that I get involved in, it's an education, and you start to pull the string, right? You start to pull the string, and then the sweater unravels. And so, yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. So those are the two kind of types of systems that you can get point of entry or point of use, and then you start looking at what you're trying to filter out.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a well on my property that I was going to start maybe using after the water's tested to see how it is. But, yeah, it's a little well. It's been there for years and years. I don't like
it. So that's another thing you could do is, and we did this when we moved into an apartment complex, is you can buy on Amazon or wherever on the internet, you can buy just a water testing kit, and you can test what the water, like, you know, maybe the city's fine, but what about the building? We lived in a 100-year-old house, and so we wanted to test, do we have lead in our water? Because we've got lead pipes, in, you know, we don't know what the pipes are in this house. So you can buy a water testing kit, and you can actually test the water that's coming out of your pipes to understand beyond what the city's done, what's actually occurring within your personal space.
You know, when you were saying Amazon, it made me think, look how big they have
gotten. Oh, I know, because it's
like
everything
goes to Amazon. It's like Amazon. It's because of this convenience culture that we live in.
Well, because if I was going to tell you to buy a water, I don't even know where I would have told you to go to buy one otherwise.
Right.
You know, I mean, probably Home Depot, I guess.
You can buy furniture now.
Yeah.
On Amazon. Yeah. It's gotten insane. Just absolutely insane how big they are.
Yeah. It's insane. I can buy something at 9 o'clock in the morning, and because I'm in Wilmer, right by the warehouse, I can have it before 5 o'clock that day.
Yeah.
Wow. It's intense.
Well, you can do grocery delivery the same way. I mean, I can say my kids are driving me crazy. There's no way I can load three of them in a car to go to the grocery store, and they'll deliver groceries on my porch within 4 to 5 hours.
I had an Amazon driver on my property on the edge of it, and she actually drove through. The gate randomly opened. Anyway, I was like Johnny on the spot, chasing her down, going, "What are you doing on my property? Where'd you come from?" I didn't. She's like,
"We're Amazon. We're bigger. We're bigger than you are, ma'am. We have
Not
all your codes.
Moment.
We have all your codes."
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I'm like a ninja when it comes to stuff like that.
So funny.
I'll chase you down.
Now you're gonna get droned.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, what about the Berkey? I hear about the Berkey, and we're not getting paid for this. I'm personally interested in that.
Are those
system.
Okay, tell me about what you're talking about.
Okay, so the Berkey is this metal container. They sell it at Treehouse here. In Dallas. I saw one in my friend's home that's, you know, fighting cancer. They, you know, only use filtered water now, of course, too, trying to do everything to save her life. And I was like, actually, David, her husband, told me about it. You know, like, change the filters every several months, but it's kind of like this pretty decanter, and it's silver.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like about that high and about that big around, and it's kind of cool looking in a kitchen.
I don't know specifically about that one. I'll have to look at that
one
specifically.
Yeah, we'll have to look, check
but
it out.
Usually there's a filter on it. I mean, all of these things contain filters, and they filter out, again, you know, you look at them and you say, okay, well, what am I trying to filter out? Is it heavy metals? Is it glyphosate? Is it, you know, whatever it is that I'm trying to, some of them, you know,
there's a picture of
look
it.
Look at that.
Aren't they pretty?
Yeah, that's super pretty.
They sell them at Treehouse here in Dallas, Texas.
I tried to go to Treehouse the other day, and I couldn't find it.
I'll turn
into the parking lot.
It's so cool.
Find it. Yeah.
Let's go together.
Okay, great.
Sunday morning, coffee, brunch.
That sounds great.
Champagne.
Yeah. So look into it. I guess ultimately I'm saying, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't know that they can control the filtration of the water that's coming into their house. And so it's definitely something that can be done. So when worry about these things, don't, you know, wring your hands.
Stephanie Toops, love you. She's the Renaissance woman here on One Life Radio. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Sean Wells coming up. We're going to be talking about nuts. Yep, you heard it. We'll be right back.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract,
Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. We've got Stephanie Toops, Allison Smith, and Sean Wells in studio. And Sean Wells is going to talk about nuts. But before he does, I want to ask you to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcast, and tune in. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen to us from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Again, a big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Sun Warrior, all fine companies out there helping us to educate everyone that listens to the show. And always a pleasure to have Sean on. He's been on for many, many years. Sean is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research and Scientific Officer of BioTrust. He is a registered dietitian and known as the world's greatest formulator. Check out his website, zonehalo.com, and Instagram at Zone Halo. Always love having you on the show. Today, we're talking about the importance of nuts.
Yes.
And going nuts over nuts. And,
exactly.
And we're giving away a nut soap. We're giving away wash your nuts, soap on a rope. Almond fragrance to the first person that signs up for our newsletter at oneliferadio.com. But, you know, this does bring up an interesting question. So is it important to wash your nuts, Sean?
That is a great question. Are you talking about what kind of nuts are we talking
like
about?
Like walnuts.
Oh, walnut. Okay,
or pecans,
yeah, sure.
You know, you get the bag for Thanksgiving.
Oh, or you could see where I get confused.
Or, well, yes. Or soaking your nuts.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Yes. I think there are certain molds that can grow on nuts.
I'm being dead serious here.
I know.
Soaking nuts and things. Soaking nuts makes them healthier. It does, right?
I heard oinking.
Shut up. It wasn't me.
What just happened? I seriously took my headphones off for a second.
Is it the pig lady?
No, but it sprouts them, right?
Right.
When you soak them, they sprout.
That's not even dirty, but she's laughing. Like, I don't even know.
It's real science. It's just a coincidence. Okay.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well,
I was going to say coinky dink, but.
If you don't wash your nuts, they can get moldy. It's true.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
You know, you got to keep them clean.
We're not, you know, and this is serious stuff here because nuts are good for you.
They are.
And they are. And they have lots of fiber. And there's all different kinds of nuts. So I've got my hemp seed nuts here. I brought all the nuts from my house that I had. So I have hemp seed, raw shelled nuts. Of course, everything's organic. I've got this new product, Butter Toffee Organic Superfruit Fuel Snack. Organic, non-GMO, paleo-friendly, but it's full of nuts. It's got sunflower seeds. Oh, okay, right there's a good question. Nuts and seeds. Okay, because I was thinking like seeds, nuts, they're the same thing, right? Or are they not? What's the difference?
I think it's that the way that the nut can sprout and just create like a plant versus like the seed that you would plant in and of itself and become a tree.
Okay.
So I saw somebody ask you this the other day, and this is one that I get asked all the time, and I don't know the answer to this, but, you know, a lot of people throw out peanuts as a legume.
right.
versus a nut. So can you differentiate on that for us?
Legumes because I know you like said that,
but you think
like that.
But you, mm-hmm. I think you said that peanuts were healthy, right? Or are they not?
Well, the issue with peanuts is that they're a lectin, which is kind of a new thing, which actually means in terms of like the research around it, and it's like a type of protein that can bind to cell membranes, and basically they're sticky in your body, and it can get the immune system involved. And the problem with that is that like all that like leaky gut talk can really be largely due to lectins.
Right.
And so there are things like peanuts, tomatoes, potatoes, wheat, soybeans, kidney beans.
And,
yeah, nightshades, exactly. So those are all concerns with lectins. But certain people are sensitive to them. Other people are not. But the other problem with lectins is that they're kind of an anti-nutrient. Because they're sticky, they actually pull out like nutrients that you would be digesting. So you don't absorb those nutrients from your food.
Got it.
And maybe you'll recall this study by an Israeli. This came out of Israel. This Jewish doctor came up with the science about that the peanut allergies that we suffer so much from here in the U.S. is because we don't expose children to them at an early enough age. And that's the reason they have these extreme allergies. And over in Israel, they give kids peanut butter. And it was actually the founder of... it's a peanut butter puff. You remember that peanut butter puff snack that I brought in? I can't think of the name of it. They never got distribution here in the U.S., which is terrible because it was such a great product. It was like a Cheeto, but it was covered with peanut butter, and they were 100% organic. They were amazing.
There's an interesting balance with that, that like if you introduce a food that has, you know, has certain proteins that, that trigger allergies too early with children, then it can create an allergy. But if you don't introduce it early enough, then... then they can have allergies for that reason.
Right. So.
And that wisdom changed between my first and my third child, because with my first, they told me no, and with my third, they said to give it to. And like it was between like a year.
And the name of that product is Cheeky Monkey. I just thought of it.
Yeah.
Amazing product. Maybe they have it on Amazon.
Maybe
we'll look.
The Cheeky Monkey now?
Cheeky Monkey. That's the name of them. They're amazing. This little snack. If you like Cheetos and you like peanut butter, you're in heaven.
Yeah.
But, you know, nuts have a huge amount of antioxidant properties, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Walnuts are very high in them, which is one of my favorite.
What's the connection between walnuts and prostate?
Actually, the oil. The oil is very anti-inflammatory, but also those antioxidants that you were talking about can protect the prostate and make it less prone to BPH, the benign prostatic hypertrophy that men often get that can lead to, potentially to cancer, but... also like that BPH, meaning like that the prostate is growing, like can like push on the bladder basically. And that's why men have to get up at night and pee several times during the night, or they just dribble pee and you feel like you have to pee all day long.
Oh, y'all have that problem too?
Yeah. Well, it would be similar to having a baby push on your bladder.
Yep, that'll do it. Well, walnuts contain more than 20, I'm reading here, 20 mmol oxidants per 100 grams. So what is a...
Millimoles, yeah.
Okay, and I've never heard of that measurement.
I've never heard of that either.
It's a blood level.
Oh, well, no wonder. Okay, and so 100 grams. How much is 100 grams of walnuts?
That would be just a few, really. Like three.
Walnuts,
something like
Well, I'm glad I asked, because we actually had a salad yesterday when we all went out, and it had golden beets and arugula, but it had these big, you know, walnuts all over the top of it.
That's
it
great.
Was so good. And, I mean, we probably had, I'm going to say, 10 nuts apiece, 10 walnuts.
Yeah. As an example, like, you know, Brazil nuts pretty big, right? You know, you usually only get like one in the mixed nuts. They're like, yeah, we got Brazil, we got one.
There's one in there.
But basically that one Brazil nut has almost a full day's supply of selenium, which is a very potent heart healthy antioxidant that actually works in conjunction with vitamin E.
So nuts, what I'm hearing when you're saying that is nuts are a very important part of our diet.
I love them. And like the using them as cooking oil, like I actually just used walnut oil the other day to cook with, and it was delicious.
I've had it too.
It's really
delicious.
Good.
What did you cook with it? I mean, just give us an
green
idea.
Green beans.
Okay, yeah.
And then I used like some garlic, some celery salt, some onion powder, and it
well,
was
and
really
you can
good.
Use this as a drizzle after
Absolutely.
You've steamed green beans yeah. or something, uh-huh. and just a little bit of salt and pepper. Uh-huh. You know, maybe a little bit of butter. I always love my butter, but the walnut oil is good on top of green beans. Yeah, just
yeah.
drizzle it on top.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, and they have a very high smoke point. Like olive oil is really healthy, but you really shouldn't cook with mm-hmm. it, especially with higher heats. Like fry with it,
mm-hmm.
But you can with walnut oil or macadamia nut oil. Those are really healthy
mm-hmm.
and very anti-inflammatory. Whereas, like, you know, we've talked about like canola and cottonseed and peanut oil and all those kind of soybean oil. Those are all mm-hmm. kind of inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
So those should be avoided.
What's the healthiest nut to eat to get the biggest bang for your buck?
Well, if you're keto, then I would say there's two nuts that are above 90% fat, and that would be macadamia mm-hmm. and peely nuts. That's kind of a new thing, these peely nuts.
Paleo FX
yeah.
had them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've gained a lot of popularity. They're very tasty.
They are real. They're very rich.
But I think like the best nut, and then if you're like low carb but like high protein person, then an almond is excellent. But I think the best one, like we've been talking about in terms of just whole profile, antioxidants, the best anti-inflammatory oil, high in fat, protein, is the walnut.
I love walnuts.
And there's tons of studies on them actually improving metabolism, decreasing appetite, reducing risk of cancer, all kinds of stuff. So I think the walnuts really are amazing.
Well, you know, those I told you we had that salad with the walnuts on it. Mm-hmm. I guess it was probably like 10, and they were big walnuts too. There was like 10 of them around there, right? Don't you think? 10 or 12. I wasn't hungry until like
exactly.
10 o'clock last night.
Exactly. So when
and
people
I ate it too.
When people ask me about like nuts being too high in fat and all that kind of stuff, they make you full. Yes,
yeah.
they're high in fat, but they're so filling. They're great.
Well, they're anti-inflammatory.
Yes, exactly.
And filling. So
yeah.
good stuff. All right, everyone. Sign up for our newsletter if you want to get the Wash Your Nuts Soap on a Rope. First one gets it. OneLifeRadio.com. And you know what? You can now find Sun Warrior and Squatty Potty at the Vitamin Shop. So go there and knock out both of them. If you don't have your Squatty Potty yet or you want to try Sun Warrior and get a little bit of vegan raw protein and, you know, give the animals a little bit of a break, you know, once or twice a week. It's good for you. It's just really good for you. It's 100% organic. Their products are amazing. Love that company, Sun Warrior. Go to the Vitamin Shop and check them out. You know what? Thank you, everyone. Love having you in studio today. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and let me see. Make it fabulous. How about
Ooh.
That?